The Other Family by Joanna Trollope. Narrated by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Looking back, it astonished her that none of them had broken down in the hospital. Even Dilly, who could be relied on to burst into tears over a shed eyelash, had been completely mute. Chrissy supposed it was shock, literally. The sudden suspension of all natural reactions caused by trauma. And the trauma had actually begun before the consultant had even opened his mouth. They just knew, all four of them, from the way he looked at them, before he said a word. They knew he was going to say,
"I'm so very sorry, but..."
And then he did say it. He said it all the way through to the end, and they all stared at him, Chrissy and the three girls. And nobody uttered a cheep. Chrissy didn't know how she had got them home. Even though Tamsin and Dilly could drive, it hadn't crossed her mind to hand either of them the car keys. Instead, she had climbed wordlessly into the driver's seat, and Tamsin had got in, unchallenged for once, beside her, and the two younger ones had slipped into the back and even put their seat belts on without being reminded. Unheard of, usually. And Chrissy had started the car and driven, upright behind the wheel as if she was trying to demonstrate good posture, up Highgate Hill and down the other side towards home, towards the house they had lived in since Amy was born, 18 years ago. Of course, there was no parking space directly outside the house. There seldom was in the evenings, after people got home from work. Chrissy said, "Oh, bother," in an over-controlled, ladylike way, and Dilly said from the back seat,